Either stay up till 4 or wake up at 4. We're about balance. You're on the 4am Club with Leroy and Sam.
Join us two simpletons as we help each other through life and extend our reach to you so we can all learn from our experiences.
If you like the episode, share it with a friend and leave us a rating.
And follow us on Instagram at the 4am Club Podcast to keep in the loop.
Howdy everyone, welcome back to the 4am Club. This is Sam, I'm Leroy. And this is Shower Thoughts, where we talk about anything and everything. And yeah, we'll go ahead. Firstly, you might notice we got a new little guy here.
We haven't named him yet.
Yeah. Oh, it could be a girl. Yeah. We recently took a trip to the aquarium, just, you know, a lazy Saturday. And we came out with this guy.
And we'd love to hear some name suggestions. Shoot them through if you got them. And until further notice, he will remain unnamed.
Yeah. He or she.
He or she.
I think we're going with he. Yeah, like, we said he too many times.
We got, there's Penny the Penguin.
Yeah.
There's us too. We, you know, Penny's a pretty strong female character in here. Okay.
All right. So, my question for you today, Sam, is how do you say no?
How do I say no?
Yeah. Because I know, like, we have a lot of things going on. There's a lot of events. There's always something happening.
Yeah.
But you also have things you're trying to achieve and things you're trying to succeed, and you have goals and plans. So, with all these different mixtures of things, how do you actually say no?
I've been thinking about this a lot lately.
Yeah.
Because it's something that's becoming more and more relevant to my life. And I was actually thinking about this exact question, like, it was a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Because I'm very, very good at committing myself to lots of things.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, like getting to the point being like, oh, I've got so much on. And I should have just said no or prioritized a bit better.
Mm-hmm.
So, saying no, man, sometimes you just got to be a prick.
Yeah. It's hard.
It's hard. And because you don't want to burn any bridges. You don't want to make anyone feel bad. But for me, if you don't be clear on things that might take up too much of your time, All you're going to do is burn yourself out. So, like, for me, I'm a classic, get involved with heaps of things.
Yeah.
And if I'm doing something, I'm like, I'm doing it. Like, it's getting done to the best of my ability, like, almost every time. I'm not very good at taking things, like, you know, casually. So, for me to be able to, I've gotten a lot better of it, like, lately to say no, because it just gives you so much more, like, free time back to me.
Mm.
But yeah, to be able to say no to someone, you're going to hurt some feelings.
Mm.
But the way I kind of describe it is you got to be selfish with your time. If you're not selfish with your time, you're just going to hand it out here, you can hand it out there. And I know I come, you know, the weekend, I'm like, oh, I really need to stop and just chill out. But I got this in the morning, that in the afternoon, and then that's like late at night.
Yeah, it gets stressful, doesn't it? Just thinking about what you need to do or where you need to be.
Exactly. And then you're like, oh, it's okay. At least I got Sunday. And then all of a sudden, these extra things have popped up on Sunday. You're like, I get to Sunday night and I'm like, oh, I'm more tired than when I started the weekend.
Yeah.
And this just happens like almost religiously every single weekend until I got a bit better at saying, no, I don't feel like doing it. So I'm not going to do it. And the bit that I find really hard to get past is people will understand. If I'm saying no, there's usually a pretty good reason why.
Yeah.
And in my head, I think I used to balloon it up out of proportion that people's going to hurt someone's feelings or they're going to hold it against me forever. But someone saying no, like, I can't do that, they'd be like, okay, that's okay. They're like, oh, it might hurt a little bit. But then they move on with their lives. Like, you haven't stuffed their plans around too much versus getting to that time. Like I think there's a big difference between saying no at like right at the beginning, saying like, no, I just don't want to do that. You don't have to give a reason why. You don't have to justify it to anyone. You just got to be able to give them time and notice so they can change the plan around that.
Yeah, it's better like saying no earlier, especially if you know you're not going to come to this thing or do this thing, and say it at the last minute.
Yeah, because like if you're saying no from the beginning, that's fine. Like, no plans have been made or nothing involves you being there.
Mm.
But if you're getting to the day and being like, oh, I knew I didn't feel like it, and you having to come up with a reason to back out, like, just if you're having to come up with a reason, you should have said no in the first place.
Yeah.
And you just straight up be like, yeah, look, I just can't handle it right now. And that's a good enough reason. But yeah, the big part for me is getting over that feeling like you have to justify it to someone.
I wonder what that feeling is, because I've read a few things and listened to a few things, and they say it's like around ego, thinking like, you know, if you say no, you're hurting this person, like, yeah. Which you might hurt them a bit, but it's probably, yeah, it's ballooned to what you really think. Like, it's some main character energy thinking like, oh, if I say no, like that whole plan, whatever you're trying to do would just not happen now because you're not there.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's hard to get around.
Yeah.
Because I think, look, people have had a lot of negative experiences in, you know, getting caught up in at the time thinking like, what's this person going to think of me if I don't go and do this thing that they want me to do? And like that can be enough of a driving factor for people just to say yes. Like, I know in the past I'm guilty of saying yes to things I haven't really wanted to do, but more because I didn't want to upset or come across like I wasn't, you know, living up to this social expectation that other person wants or thinks that I would normally uphold.
Yeah. Yeah. I still find it really hard to say no, but I find it easier now than, let's say, 6 months ago, because yeah, you have to value your time. And like, this is probably a bit far-fetched, but I was listening to the Daily Stoic.
Yeah.
And they were saying a passage about like, you know, your time. And he said the worst kind of slavery is the one that you impose on yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, essentially by committing to all these things that you don't want to do, that, you know, when you're there, you're not going to be vibing, you're not going to be there, and you're just going to feel worse for it. Yeah. That's like the worst thing someone can do to themselves. And hearing that, I was like, whoa, okay, I got to be able to say no better.
Yeah. And the worst part about that, like, feeling is, let's say you've gone to, you know, this thing that like you knew you didn't really want to go to in the first place. It's not really your vibe.
Yeah.
Or you knew you had other stuff on that day too that was going to drain you like no tomorrow. Like, getting there and then having that feeling like, I don't want to be here, but I'm trapped here. That sends, like, for me, it sends me into a negative spiral. I'm not fun to be around if I don't want to be somewhere. So it's almost better off me saying, no, I'm just not going to go, because I'm going to be a piece of shit when I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have a good time. I can force myself into having a good time. But the next day, I'll be more annoyed at myself for just, you know, when I say, you know, you can make yourself have a good time, it's usually for us, it's just have a few more drinks and party a little bit more until you're having a good time. Then the next day, like, I know for me, one of the biggest factors in me learning to say no better than what I used to was losing the next day. I've got a lot of things to do. I've got a lot of stuff on. Like, getting to that Sunday and, like, lying in bed at 10 o'clock, just being like, I can't move. My head's ringing. I got home, like, you know, like, really not that long ago. But I have all this other stuff that I've now foregone because I've given in and, like, pushed myself to go to something I didn't want to do. And then, like, for me, it's the, oh, I'll make it fun at the time. But if you're having to make something fun just by getting more drunk, like, should you have even been there in the first place?
Yeah, it's a tough thing, hey, because, you know, we're all a bunch of degenerates, all our mates, and, you know, when you say yes to a night out, for example, you know it's not just that night, like...
Yeah, you're committing to a lot.
It could be, yeah, that Sunday, the Monday, you might not feel good for a while. Yeah.
So, how does someone get better at saying no? I think it's just appreciating that you're not going to hurt someone's feelings if you're just firm on your position. And to get better at saying no, I think you just need to learn that you don't have to justify yourself to anyone if you just don't feel like doing something. People will understand. Like, I think people are very good at just appreciating when someone needs a bit more of their own time and saying, all right, cool, that's all right. You know, they might, you know, I know some of our mates will pester us a bit.
Yeah.
Not because they're genuinely meaning it, more because they know there's probably a little bit inside of us that probably wants to come, and they're seeing if they can tempt it out a little bit more.
Yeah, that's so true. I find that, like, I don't know if this is with you, but when I get, like, an event or someone asks me to do something and it's, let's say, in 2 weeks' time, I don't always say no straight away, probably even though I know I probably don't want to. But, like, 2 weeks is still a long time. But I'm thinking I say, like, oh, yeah, or maybe from, like, a selfish reason, because I'm like, oh, what if nothing better comes up, yeah. or what if I have nothing else to do, even though I know I probably won't want to go there.
Yeah.
It's such a weird like thing that I do.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to combat that.
I totally agree. I think that the tricky thing for me is I'll plan lots of parts of my life, but the social stuff, there is nothing more fun than a spontaneous night where you got to figure out as you go.
Yeah.
Like there might be a few, you know, pit stops that are planned along the way and you have to end up somewhere. But for me to have a blank Saturday, you know, maybe an end goal, and you're going to figure out the journey in the middle, that is the most fun I can have.
It's exciting, isn't it?
It's exciting. And like for the reason why I struggle committing to plans and like, you know, saying like a tentative yes, which is more frustrating for everyone involved, is the fact of I don't love setting myself in stone for something that I really might not want to do at all.
Yeah.
Whereas if I leave things open and I'm like, oh, yeah, I kind of feel like that now. I can potter around and do this first, then go there later and make the most of the night.
Mm.
Then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, that's what I like doing for fun. So yeah, it's tricky because everyone's going to be different. So like, man, people, like, I don't know, some people don't like making plans with me because I don't like committing to long-term like social plans at all. Like buying tickets to like a music festival or concert, it's so hard for me to do. Because I'm like, well, I have no like instant feedback for this being a good time right now. Like what if I get to 2 weeks out and I'm stressed, I've got other stuff going on and I really don't want to go away and have a blinder of 5 days and come back and it takes 2 weeks for me to start feeling human again. But I don't know. At the time, like a day before that, I'd be like, that is exactly what I want to do. I cannot wait to go and do that. But, you know, 2 weeks before, I'd be like, nah. Like I know how much I'm going to lose at the time. But is it going to be worth it?
Who knows?
That's the dangerous question, isn't it? No, I guess you never really know.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Like music festivals are a hard one because, yeah, you probably will enjoy it, but it's just like too damn far. Like people like buying music festival tickets for like the next year, June.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if you want to go, you almost have to buy it there and then.
Yeah. And it's like 6 months before.
Yeah.
And like that's so much commitment. I don't know what I'm going to be doing in 6 months' time.
Yeah.
Will I even want to go? I don't know. And the tricky part is if you don't get that ticket at that particular time, your odds of getting it are minimal.
Mm. Like, you have to pay more.
Some of these tickets sell out in like minutes, literally.
Mm.
And then like, I don't know how I'm going to feel at the time. And like, granted, all the festivals I've been to, I've had a great time. That's the thing. I've never regretted going to any of them.
Yeah.
But the thing is like, even up to into the weeks leading before, I haven't been looking forward to it that much. Because, like, I've been in my zone. I've been getting heaps of stuff done. And setting myself back is more, even, like, yeah, I'll have fun there. And, like, I'll have a great time. But the whole, like, time leading up to it and the time after, I feel like it's just time lost.
Mm. Yeah, it's a tough one.
Mm.
And so, like, how do you actually say no?
Oh, I'm a prick to deal with.
Yeah.
Besides
just not responding.
Yeah. I'm a hard person to get to reply nowadays.
Yeah.
I'll use Facebook rarely.
Yeah.
So that's usually how people are going to try and organize these things. And I just don't like communicating in that big group setting.
Mm.
And when you've got these big group invites going like, yeah, you know, let us know when you can go. I'm like, if you're not pushing me to say anything. Yes or no, I'm not going to say anything.
I love a poll. So simple.
Man, like sometimes I've just had to like put an answer into polls because I just feel so bad.
Yeah.
Everyone else is giving an answer. And like most of the time, like 90% of the time, I will cruise through, especially if we're not like super tight. And I can get away with not saying anything and leave it open-ended like to the day or the day before so I can get a vibe, see what I actually want to do at the time.
Mm.
And, you know, pick and choose a few of the pieces that work for me. And then, yeah, okay, great, let's do this day. then I'm clicking, yeah, Saturday on that poll versus something else.
Leaving the poll is a dangerous game though, because if everyone clicks it and then let's say 2 weeks later, you haven't clicked and then you click. It'll be like, Sam has said yes or no. And then like, if you're trying to be incognito by saying no, it's just like, no, nah, guys, I'm not going to be there. It's like, Sam has said no. And then everyone's like, Sam, why?
You get attacked. Yeah, but like that. That's with that kind of, you know, soft event organization.
Yeah.
But other things now, I've literally just gotten to the habit of saying, hey, no, sorry, I can't make it. And I think that it's been hard getting past that bit of thinking you need a reason.
Yeah.
And then kind of coming up with a reason. But I've got other stuff on now. Like, hey, no, I'm just busy. What? Nah, just stuff. No one's ever really going to ask. No one's going to try and care that much about why you can't go. Unless they're your close friends, of course. And you're probably... You should have, you know, the accountability says you should be there.
Yeah.
But even, well, I'm going to go to those either way. But just other things, just straight up, like Facebook events are the easiest thing ever. Just click no. And if you really feel like changing your mind, or if all of a sudden it kind of works for you, it's like, yeah, okay, I'll just go anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, most of the time it's just like a very easy message like, hey, man, sorry, I can't come. And that's it. You know, all bases covered.
Yeah. Like, all good, bro. See you another time.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Only if everyone did that straight away, though.
Yeah. And I, even then, I can't say that I've done that every single time.
Yeah.
Just because it's, I'm not gonna lie, it's pretty easy saying nothing. And like, yeah, there's the thing about leaving your options open, but also if you say something, then you're attracting more attention to yourself.
Mm.
So there's definitely been those times when it's like a big group thing. And you're like, it's okay if I don't say anything and I don't go.
Yeah.
I'll let them know at some point, you know, that will not be in attendance, but.
Yeah, I guess my big driver like that now pushes me to say no when I really don't want is like I can think of all the times I said yes when I didn't want to go and yeah. just like how either shit it was or like just how I felt after.
Yeah.
So like I try to get those feelings up before if I have to say no and I'm finding it tough.
Yeah. And I think for me, I know it's at the time, I'm almost more likely to do more damage because I'll just be a prick at the time.
Yeah.
And it's if I can avoid that situation for everyone and myself where I'm not just snappy and just kind of, you know, without consciously thinking it, subconsciously making my thoughts known that I don't really want to be there.
Yeah.
Then I'm saving everyone else a bit of hassle and, oh, he's a negative Sam, just, you know, just having a whinge about cloud. Something. Yeah.
Dark cloud in the corner there, killing the vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think you've done well.
Yeah. But like, it's a tricky question. Saying no in itself is a hard thing to do.
Mm.
And there's so many soft roots out of it that it's, you can almost avoid saying no in almost every single scenario. You're just detracting from your own integrity and making other people's lives harder to try and make your life a little bit easier.
Yeah. It's a hard one. But yeah. On this battle of no's, we continue. It's getting easier every day, every year.
Yeah.
But that being said, there are some people that are hard to say no to. Like, they would not take no.
Yeah, and then it's just push, push, push. Yeah. And then that's the tricky part. If I get bullied into a yes, and then I'm there, number one, I'm either going to be negative Nelly or B, be fighting my urge to be like, okay, this is fun. And I'm trying to fight the urge, and then you give into it. Then you're like, yeah, this is the best thing ever. But I guess that in a way is where there's the spontaneous nature of those things evolve.
Mm. Well, yeah. We've done it. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Yeah. Remember, our turtle needs a name.
And we'll catch everyone next time.
Thanks for tuning in. If you liked our episode today, be sure to follow us on Instagram at the 4AM Club Podcast and subscribe to our YouTube channel. The link can be found in the description.
Don't forget to follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts fixed. Be the change you want to see in the world and do something nice for someone, because the future is built by people working together.